Hello and welcome to Scream on Ursa Dice. Scream is a horror role-playing system that you can download for free from ursadice.com. As it is the holiday season, we'll be playing a special Christmas Krampus edition of Scream. Fate points are Krampus points, the supernatural stat is replaced by a Spirit of Christmas stat, and the character questions are all holiday related. We had a few microphone issues during the first part of recording, and this is reflected in this episode, so I'd like to apologise as the audio quality is a little lower than usual. My name is Bear, and as ever, I'm your GM.
Hi, I'm Joel, and I'm playing Josef Grudenberg.
I'm Nathan, and I'm playing Tomasz Vanderpump.
I'm Carl Noble, and I'm playing Hans Übermensch Richten.
Okay, let's play Scream. Episode 2, Eyes in the Dark.
Now that you've all had your little Christmas flashbacks to throughout the year, and we've learnt whether or not you're good or bad little kinder, you each awake in your beds. The darkness outside is lit a strange grey by the reflection of moonlight on snow. It must be the middle of the night. Could you all roll a d10 for me?
Oh, scheiße.
That's a 10.
Mine's a 6.
7.
7. 6.
6.
Okay. So, Josef, you hear something on the roof above you. It sounds like footsteps. Maybe hooves.
Buddies!
Don't do that.
Did that not help?
No.
No.
If there's sound effects to be done, I'll have them in post. Rather than the tapping of a
tiny
hand. Rubber hand on tabletop.
I'm sure that's what Spielberg uses.
That is true. That's phony work. It's all good. It's all good phony work. So yeah. You hear something on the roof above you. It sounds like footsteps or maybe hooves.
So just kind of looks around and he's like, "But he's so early."
Yeah, so for yeah.
And I think he's definitely jumping out of bed.
Okay.
Like trying to sort of sneak a peek.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Super excited. It's Christmas.
So, are you gonna run to the window trying to open it, or are you just gonna try and just stare at the roof like you could see through it?
Definitely. I think you'll try to open the window.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you run over and like it's pretty heavy, but you've opened the window before because
yeah.
It's not a slide up. It's like a shutters out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You've got it, but you've got to like do the little flicky bit, and you've got to push them. And obviously mm-hmm. It's cold. It's winter.
Yeah.
Like they're like you know woods. It's all like sort of like stuck and it's like yeah.
It's squilly.
Cool. And yeah. You give it like a good shove. It opens. And it's, the wind is blowing around outside, and you can see the moonlight is glimmering down to the snow, which is around, and it's this weird, almost like monochromatic scape in front of you, and
wow.
You can see the few dotted houses around, the little porch lights on for the few remaining people who are still in the town, and yeah, you can still hear above you.
So, if I sort of lean with my head out, I'm sort of looking up. Am I just seeing guttering?
Yeah, it's...
Okay. And because I'm on the top floor, right?
Yeah.
Is there a better vantage point? Can I shout up a chimney?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think, the chimney and fireplaces, if they're... I think
probably
it's probably wood-burning stove in the living room,
mm-hmm.
Wood-burning stove in your parents' room, and
so
the rest.
So some good
yeah,
flu business. No chimney stack.
And the rest is more sort of you know propane tank heating,
sure.
Which heats the rest of the house. But like you know, in terms of like a
see,
save
they're,
the propane.
See, they're so efficient in Europe.
yeah, there isn't a fireplace.
Okay,
room.
Sure.
I mean, maybe a little. Maybe your little timid German voice could break over the edge if it is.
I think
it
he's
is,
too scared to sort of shout.
Yeah, I think,
out the
tell you what, roll me a Spirit of Christmas roll.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's going to be a pass. It's 90-something. So.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, in the spirit of Christmas, you're well aware that if it really is the Christmas man, you know,
the Vinex
man, yeah, it's, if it is the Vinex man, then he sees you. You're not getting presents. You're meant to be asleep. It's meant to happen, you know, while you're sleeping. And so there's this element of like, I have to see him.
But
it's also
this but he can't like, see me.
He can't see me. Yeah. Okay.
So like, I think my super secret spy plan probably didn't work.
I'm shouting up the chimney. I'm
shoving my head into the snow out the window and staring up a chimney, possibly seeing up his jumper. But
I mean, it could work.
Yeah. I think he'll try to pull the window shut.
Okay.
Because I think that's pretty breezy.
Yeah.
And get back into bed pretending to be asleep but obviously listening.
Okay. The footsteps have stopped. Hans.
Yeah?
You hear... of footsteps.
What are?
The footsteps are on the roof. It doesn't sound like it's Morty, no.
The dog?
What dog?
Morty's like mummy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Morty.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Morty.
Well.
The problem is my mum was a German teacher, so the way she taught me phrases like that was like, she got, oh, Morty, for stuff like that. It's like, don't do that. It's just tainted the way I'll say that word. I can't have a conversation in German now, because someone will come along and they'll be like, ah, oh, Morty is like, no, Morty!
Morty.
Unfortunately, I learned one syntax and one phrase for it. And that's me. That's me now.
That's me, John.
It's the way I speak German now.
Okay, you are Morty.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Morty is probably in the other room. You've never heard Morty on the roof?
That's a name for a song, right there.
So I'm going to go to...
It's an album title, if I've ever heard one.
Tentatively going to go to the window. Mm-hmm. Like, just a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Because I ain't used to people being up on the roof.
No.
Like, I'm guessing I know the stories.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, roll me a Spirit of Christmas roll. No, wait, don't, because you know stories. I think the Spirit of Christmas at this point is like, you know that, you know, the Vinax man comes. It's more like the general knowledge.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're well aware he's
so
coming.
I
think you'd know that this was early as well. This is weirdly early.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the window. The street I live in,
mm-hmm,
is this is the houses across.
I mean, street is a strong
word. But, is there houses across from me?
Yeah, I reckon you're probably across from Dumash.
Do they have glass windows?
Any other
type of window would be difficult to see through. Wooden shutters. Not everyone's got glass windows,
okay,
man.
So the way that Lord Teufelberg works is that... most houses do have wooden shutters for the windows, but the ones which are closed over winter are the ones where people have moved out.
Right.
So most of the town is actually at this point almost like a ghost town, where the shutters are over the windows for the houses where people aren't. But for houses where people still are, the shutters tend to remain open, mainly as an indication that people are still living there.
Yeah.
For just a general, let's all look out for each other sort of vibe.
Yeah.
It's that idea that if you see the window shutters open, you know to check on those people if you don't see them around.
Can I see anything in the windows opposite?
Like reflection?
Well, reflection, or can I see...
Okay.
Anybody, is there any lights on?
Dumash, you have awakened and you don't know why.
Because some perv across the street.
Hello?
It is dark. Your special night light is on.
Obviously. Can't sleep without it.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
I reckon
So you say as you wake,
you'll have issues.
So you, you awake, and the little gentle light of your special bedtime nightlight is on. What's the shape of your nightlight?
It's a rocket ship.
Yeah, rocket ship. Rocket ship nightlight. Cool. Okay, so that's on, and it's glowing. It's incandescent rocket fuel glow across the room around you,
so
comforting
bright.
You. So but hot. Something has woken you, and you don't know what it is.
Okay.
As you gaze to your left, you see the window. As you look through the window, through the window, you can see on the other side of the street, a little pale face staring through its window at you, which you know to be Hans Vindo.
Cool. I'm going to get out of bed in my lederhosen pajamas.
Yeah,
buddy.
And
change into my lederhosen room wear.
Yeah.
Walk up to the window
as is
my wont. My lederhosen wear house coat and wave at Hans.
Okay.
Across the void.
Joseph, you are in the house next to Dumash. So it goes on one side of the street is Hans. On the house next to Hans on the right, it's empty. On the left-hand side, there is no house. It just sort of is a little gap and then becomes the forest. Opposite Hans's house is Dumash's house. And next to that, on the left-hand side of Dimash's house, or the right-hand side you're looking at from Hans's view, is your house.
Okay. I got the gable end. It's good.
You are also closer to the wolves and bad things in the forest that apparently were told not to go there.
It's true.
Gable end, man.
So you see this little
Austrian
boy in his lederhosen.
That's a good point.
I don't know what you mean.
Waving across at you.
What's your name?
And
Dumash.
And Dumash, you can see. Tell you what, make me a reactions roll.
That is good.
That's good.
Solid.
So, as you see Hans in the window across from you, your eyes flick upwards, and on the roof of Hans's house, you can see a figure is walking. A hunched figure, which seems starkly silhouetted against the light from the moon. And the top of its head seems to have these curling horns growing from it.
Do I know this as the...
Call me a Spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, kind of felt this. That was where it was going.
This is why I put Spirit of Christmas right.
That is real good. I am so full of Christmas, I'm going to pop with tinsel.
Tinsel popping.
It's the Krampus!
Oh, fucked it.
That's nine.
Fucked it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that
so
works.
I'm
still waving.
This figure very much resembles what you have understood from fairy tales and stories.
And Christmas cards.
And Christmas cards and letters,
posters.
TV, puzzles, podcasts. The medium which all children observe daily.
Yeah. The standards. Flags,
yeah.
Semaphore.
Yeah. Crumpets. Foxes.
Krampus crumpets.
Yeah. Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the crumpet newsletter.
Yeah.
So you know this to be the form, at least of what you recognise in your head, is the Krampus.
So I kind of continue waving, but kind of bring up a second hand, okay. What I like to call my emergency hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You keep using, I keep it reserved.
We're all friends. We've lived opposite each other.
Within our firmly established friendship group.
You are friends.
We've got associated our fun time, happy-go-lucky right hand,
yeah.
And our this is an emergency, you should really pay attention it's to what much, I'm about to do left hand.
It's very Catholic.
So I do it the other way around.
But we all know okay with we that. Know yeah. it and we accept it. We're like, yeah, no, that's fine.
So it actually works really well, because for those of you who really struggle with working out that someone else's left is not your right.
We live on the other side of the street and it works perfectly.
It works perfectly well.
Mm.
So actually, because you guys are both on the correct side of the street, for Hans to be able to play with his left hand when everything's wrong,
yeah,
that works perfectly. This is how the system
that's,
developed.
Yeah, that's how the house structure, that's how they decide who lives in what houses.
If it's that, if we're waving this hand, everything's okay sort of vibe. Yeah. If we're waving this one, shit's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And it develops perfectly because you're idiots.
Yeah.
No, sorry, children who don't know better.
Yeah.
Sorry, children.
Also idiots.
Okay. Okay. So I've waved my emergency signal hand.
Yeah.
It's
been immediately recognised as the emergency signal hand, as previously stated.
Yeah. Then, very quickly...
I stop waving.
As you should. As is... part of the aforementioned code,
yep.
I turn around and I show him my butt. And just kind of give him a bit of a moony and just like, ah,
so what,
that's my butt.
So what's the code at that point? Or is this just your butt?
No, this is just like, it's great because it first got set up and then everybody did the this is my butt joke.
Oh, yeah.
And then like it just became a thing.
It's a
like
classic.
It's like how
like,
you know.
Now is an official emergency.
Yeah. It's like,
Stuff's gone wrong.
Here's my butt. I mean it.
Yeah.
But it started just because the first time someone used it, they were like, ah, it's my butt.
So and here's the question. In terms of the semaphore system, you've sent the left-hand butt message.
Yeah.
You've received the left-hand butt message. Yosef, as you heard the noises above, and you opened the window, and then... shut the window. You went back to bed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Lying
well,
in bed.
I wasn't asleep.
Yeah.
Was just like...
I imagine you're probably sitting up at that point.
Yeah, probably.
And as you sit up, you look out of the window, and the angle you're at can catch perfectly Hans staring and waving with the safe hand. Hans.
Upon receiving the butt message, the correct response is to show my own butt.
Yeah.
In response to say, I have acknowledged your butt message, here is my butt.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So,
and
you suddenly see...
I mean...
But right hand was waved. Mm-hmm. It was left
hand,
butt. So, safe hand, butt. That's message received. Emergency message received.
It's like over and out.
Yeah. Tenfold.
Yeah. Tenfold, good buddy.
Yeah. So I am.
Okay.
Whoop! My ring
is pristine.
It's not pristine.
Oh, God.
I don't think we should go into rings. I think everyone's probably wearing those pajamas with the butt flap.
Yeah.
Maybe a corner is open. Maybe it's not.
Long
work that out at some point. Yeah.
The buttons are undone.
Both.
Hilarious. Like Hans doesn't wear it. Pants.
One button undone, hilarious. Two buttons undone, sorted.
Efficient.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Efficient!
Anyway.
Efficient!
Oh, for those late night emergency boots.
Kids don't waste time, man. Why do them up if I'm only going to have to undo them?
Kids waste so much time.
No.
And then they realise they're too old to have appreciated the time.
And that's the time frame we're all at now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
why did we do this? Too much reflection.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
Oh, we have to have that moment in Scream where we realise the real horror is growing up.
Yeah. And the vestige of youth has well passed us.
Exactly. Merry Christmas, everyone. And to all, a good night.
Click.
End of the podcast.
So Joseph, have seen that Hans has flashed the moon of appreciation.
I think Joseph is so awake now, and he's like kind of excited because he still thinks that there's some good Christmas action going on upstairs. He like rushes over to the window because he knows that Dovash. That's what I...
Drovash! Horses appear.
Too much! Yeah.
Well, tell you what. Because your reaction score is 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bullshit.
You... No. Fucking A. That's the rules, man.
That's good.
You run up to the window and you immediately see the reason for the butt flashing. Because on top of the roof of Hans's house...
Hello.
Is this hunched figure, which is, it's silhouetted black and these curling horns just coming out of its head. And it turns its head and it looks at you. And you see these piercing white eyes burning from this smoky coal face as it stares at you. Then it leaps from the roof. Disappears.
Oh, scheisse.
Fuck.
That's Max, too.
What was your good word for mummy?
Oh, Mutti.
Mutti!
Okay, so you scream out for Mutti.
That's the power play.
You scream out for Mutti.
He's got the parents involved, man.
And you hear nothing. Still nothing.
Now he's starting to get mighty panicky.
Yeah.
Like, rushes the door, opens the door.
Just fling it open.
Yeah.
In the little corridor. Your sister's room is next door. You've got your parents' room ahead of you.
I know I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to open the door.
Theirs or your sister's?
Theirs. Yeah. Don't worry about that bitch.
Yeah. Push it open. The bed is empty and the covers are thrown back. Some of the covers are on the floor.
Das is kinky.
What noises are coming from the cell?
Currently, you hear no noises.
It's a transformer noise.
That's also Krabby from Pokemon.
yeah, it is. Yeah, man. That's a good point. Krabby's in disguise.
I think at this point, it just becomes completely hysterical and bewildered. And it's just...
I'll tell you what. Make me a metal roll.
I hope this isn't good, but...
Narrative dies.
No, but it is really good.
Okay.
It's a metal roll.
So I steal myself.
So, you quiver. Like, the lip is quivering. And, like, you don't know where they are, and you've got no one to comfort you because you've just seen this thing, and... Something in you tells you that... You've at least got to push further in this room.
I know where you're going, but I don't want to go.
I'm not telling you to go anywhere. It's a role playing game.
So I turn around.
It's not comforting.
I turn around. Can I still see Hans in the window opposite from where I am? And can
from your parents' room? Yes, you can see Hans.
And what's Hans?
I assume Hans is. Hans, are you still? Well, tell you what, Hans, are you?
I've stopped mooning.
Yeah, as you turn around mooning, I think you probably... I imagine you were mooning for milk in it. And you turn around and you can probably see Yosef in his parents' bedroom window.
Right. Where about is Dumash?
Dumash is... where are you, Dumash?
Have you
moved since you've done the moon?
So you've been watching the full display of moon.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
And you've seen the Krampus creature.
Yeah, like I presume.
Essentially disappear.
Clear off.
Yeah, I reckon you would have. I think because of your general reaction score, and the fact that you were just watching the moon to see if anything else happened, you probably looked back to see that it had gone.
But as I opposed didn't to see that
it jumping off the roof.
Okay.
Did one of you just roll me a d10, please?
I've got a tiny hand on me as well. 8.
Good to know, thank you.
So, I just start waving with my safe hand again.
I wave back first with the danger hand, and then with the safe hand. But then with a
right, then the but.
Yeah.
Then the but. Because anytime you say but, it's got to be but.
Yeah.
But then just do a very little wave with the danger hand with a kind of. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so it's like danger hand. Okay. Safe hand. Time. Queen waving to people, danger hand. Shrug.
Shrug.
Is there a fireplace in my room?
I think in your room. Yeah, fuck it.
Is the fire on?
No, they don't trust you to have a fire.
Okay, so there's nothing like
it. It's one of those ones which it's a gas fire and it's got the fake wood in it. Yeah. You turn it on, it looks like a fire, but you know, you have to actually know how to use it to do it.
I feel the wood.
Okay. Make me a. I'm going to call this a character roll.
I've got 2 in one hand.
That's really well done.
56.
56, that's a pass. Cool. Woo! You think back to the times when you've seen your Moti just sort of dealing with setting the fire and getting on a nice little temperature before you go to bed. And, you know, you push it.
Makes the clicking noise.
Yeah, you push it and here. You push it and you hear, you turn the little washer and it goes.
Yeah.
And it goes. And yeah, it starts to get hot and you can see the fake logs start to glow a little red.
Cool. And you're back to the window. I was like,
flipping the two birds and go back to bed.
Give him a little thumbs up.
Yeah.
On the safe hand or the danger hand?
Safe hand.
Okay, good.
Just
clarity.
Just fucking evil Santa's not getting down this fucking chimney, pal.
The one to the electric gas kind of.
I'm 6.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
the good. Fire is on. He's
got protection.
Santa ain't getting down this fucking door.
I'll bet.
So, Dimash.
I'm going to try and. Explain via our good sign language system, which rudimentary as it is, you know, it's pretty advanced for 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
The danger, as I perceive it,
7-5 at this point.
Yeah. Is some.
It's the year below us.
Some good Krampus action with the non-official, but being debated. What would it be in the run-up to Christmas? Sign for Krampus, which is just to get some good antler horns.
So you're
going to
place
your
ass across the street. Okay.
And be like, Krampus, going... Krampus, Krampus.
Yeah, yeah.
Your roof, your roof, your roof.
Okay.
Krampus, Krampus, Krampus.
So I think just for the purposes of this,
two syllables.
I want you, Nathan, to stand up and charades for us.
Okay.
Krampus. This is going to be the best good bit of podcast because charades is silent, but I'm going to narrate to you. Nathan has stood up. He's got one word.
Two syllables.
Two syllables.
It's goat Meus.
Satire.
Is it Meus?
Satire. No, cramp. Cramp, cramp. Beard.
Beard. Beard moose.
Beard moose.
Goats. Goats have beards.
Goat beard.
Goat beard.
Billy Goat's Gruff. Two words. Two syllables.
So second syllable.
Second syllable.
Yeah.
Oh, spot.
Spot. Spot the dog. A dog.
Gross.
Pus.
Oh,
yeah. Oozing pus.
Pus. Oozing pus. Yeah. Second syllable. Oozing
first pus. Syllable.
First syllable.
Munch. Scoffing.
Eat.
Schnaffle.
Stuff.
Gobble.
Stuff. Things. Swallow. Consume.
Stormy Daniels.
Hold on, he's got another bit. First syllable.
Right.
Study.
Letters.
Study.
Study.
Stud muffin.
Force study.
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi Maru.
Cram.
Yes.
Krampus.
Krampus.
Oh,
yeah. Why would you cram puss into your
Krampus.
Mouth?
Of course,
puss into your mouth.
That makes sense.
Oh no, that's fair enough. Yeah, Krampus.
Can't believe
yeah.
you didn't get it from.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or from the title
the context,
of the yeah.
I thought we would really.
Or from the title
from
of the game.
From that time frame, I was doing the action and shouting Krampus.
I know, I didn't want to metagame.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I fair. Hate metagame.
No, that is
I didn't
that
even
is
look
fair.
At my sheet that says Krampus on it.
So, Hans.
Yeah?
That was the most convincing and efficient piece of charades that you, Hans, have ever seen. And you are suddenly aware of the word
oh my.
My god.
Wait,
that's
good.
Not good. That's not good. Yeah.
That's my I turn the fire up. run hide under my covers.
Okay. That's successfully done.
Thanks.
Yosef.
I'm from, just.
Oh, so you went to the window, right?
Yeah. Well, I could obviously see, and I was transfixed, obviously, watching the puzzled look. On my good friend Hans's face.
So you see Hans turn, terrified, and run, and presumably hide in the safest place imaginable, under the covers. Your eyes start to scan the street below, and they flick across to the forest. And you catch, out of the corner of your eye, two white pinpricks. Staring out from the forest, then a sudden movement and dashing across the snow in a one horse open sleigh. No. Dashing across the snow comes this black, just horned, hunched
goatee boy.
And it's running and it's sort of like it's using all four limbs to run, but it's sort of up like right like a gorilla. That way you see, you know, the really bad sort of fake Bigfoot things where it's like it's obviously someone who's like actually
Harry
a person,
the
but they're running. Yeah, sort of Harry Henderson's had more gravitas to him, I think.
Sure,
like,
he did.
When people do Bigfoot, they do it in a really depressing sort of like, I'm a person, but maybe I'm a gorilla, and it's sort of weak sort of way. Like,
Harry Henderson was a banging series.
But this is like that, and it's sprinting, and it's just. I'd like you to roll me a d10.
Oh man, I'm so crying. That's a 2.
A 2. Okay, yeah. Cool. And you see it just dart and. Sprint towards the schoolhouse.
Well, I guess I'll never go. Have to go back there again. That's good.
School holidays, man. You're good.
Do much. What are you doing?
I mean,
you've done your successful charades. You've seen your friend run away.
I am not exhausted from my good charading, but I'm definitely drained.
Yeah, it was mad.
Like, it's taken a lot out of me. Yeah. Like
you spent 6 weeks in Zurich to practice.
Yeah, like trying to get into the mind of the Krampus and really sort of.
You are six.
Yeah, like
things are hard.
I'd also got
six.
Out my Krampus lederhosen.
Also,
I thought that was going to help, but it really didn't.
No, you got into a full Krampus costume, and if anything, that just muddied the waters of the charade.
Mainly because the arms just really are.
It was too.
too obvious.
Yeah, we were like, gold?
We've just got no Krampus dexterous sort of motion with goat hooves.
Yeah.
No, really. No, that is cloven.
You can't really point or
grab. It's hard to do more than two syllables. Yeah. It's hard to do only one syllable.
But luckily, Krampus has
two. Yeah, but when you're trying to do one, how are you going to do a cloven hoof?
That's a good point.
If you're already cloved, can you be cloven?
Exactly. It's hard to know.
So,
could be
cloven
too.
I am at this point relatively certain that I have been the best boy it's possible for a boy to be. I have successfully, during the course of my year, farted on a lot of chocolate.
That is true. I mean, I can't fault you for that.
As such,
with
the confidence of a boy who knows the Krampus,
he's
probably going to go after one of his friends.
One of the chubby buddies.
I'm going to saunter downstairs.
Our gang name.
And by saunter, I mean creep. In a very terrified fashion.
As you creep out of your door and start to go down the stairs, you notice that the door to your parents' bedroom is cracked slightly open.
Is it normally?
No. Is it normally like a cowboy hat or bull tie situation?
No, it's your house.
Moves into a bell.
His parents are depraved sex pests.
They're just normal sex pests.
Yeah, that's right. Classic. There's no.
And mine are just depraved. They're not sex pests.
But they're just.
Your
pests.
Cell is just full of
cockroaches. Hundreds of cockroaches who combine to make a boy.
I do my normal creep through our wooden house, creaking. As I go,
I'm not even going to bother making reactions. Well, it's definitely creaking.
Yeah, all over the place.
It's like a nightingale.
I'm trying to explain the amount of creaking coming from my chair. It's, but at the moment, it's not doing it. And
we're
can't
all trying
help.
To break our chair for podcast listeners. We're all just sort of rocking back and forth. It's not working.
It's not working.
We look like a piece out of Awakening.
Yeah, but no one can see us, so it's fine.
And
podcasts
clearly. Notice this, like, crack in my parents' door. That's not normal.
Yeah.
I can't resist. It's got a, you know.
Try.
Don't have a go. One of them little peaks.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Was that a little
fart? I thought I'll not a good, not a good deep.
Mum and Dad need to lay off the leg.
Take a fake point. Like, take a Krampus point for fun.
So. Yeah, and you have a little peek inside, and you can see that it looks like your parents' bed is empty, and the covers have been thrown onto the floor.
I think deja vu.
Of someone else's.
Of someone else's experience. Is this normal? Do my parents normally sleep in their bed?
As far as you know.
Okay. Are my parents normally invisible or?
I mean, as a child, maybe you would think that.
Oh, my parents are always here, but sometimes they're invisible. Very comforting on the many times they leave me alone as a child.
Yeah.
In this negligent community.
Yeah.
In which case,
Mr. Reezy, which is bread, what I'm only going to call refer to as chocolate and trumpen within you.
I am the Van der Poel.
Yeah.
Too much Van der Poel.
I imagine you scream that whenever you're doing your good.
Too much Van der Poel. Whilst pouring on the chocolate.
Yeah,
that's my jam. I'm gonna.
You're there. You're living in your parents' bedroom. The covers are thrown onto the floor.
Yeah. In which case, I'm gonna.
One of them is sort of actually one of the first of all, there's a blanket and like the covers that like the duvet sort of chucks into the floor. The blanket's actually sort of half over a chair. It's actually been like forcibly lobbed.
Okay, I'm going to voluntarily resist, use metal to resist shitting myself.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, I'll make you make a metal roll. Yeah,
go for it.
Wait, are you trying to resist shitting your life? Because that's an endurance roll.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, well, take roll you roll.
It was 23.
Did you pass?
No.
You shit yourself. Add five.
Oh. And squelch as you walk.
Yep. Good. That happened.
You feel the soft, comforting in some ways, in its familiarity in this dark time. Feeling your crown down your leg.
I briefly...
You have ruined your Krampus costume.
I go back and change into my lederhosen.
Okay, good.
Do you want?
I don't think he needs to. No, the Krampus costume is absorbent. Yeah,
it's real absorbent. There's a lot of good go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go downstairs and check to see if there's any milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Normal. Because I've got an action plan.
Yeah, well,
but
I'm
the
not
first stage of that is getting some of that good milk.
Okay. So you're gonna go downstairs, you open the fridge. Yeah, there's a lovely milk there.
Is it already in a glass?
It's UHT.
Oh.
That's not lovely milk.
But you know, if you're six and you've always lived up a mountain, UHT is the best milk you've got, so lovely is the best you've got.
Everything lasts forever.
That's true.
So
as a child?
And you're going to have your milk, and we're going to cut away.
Good. Because I do not have an action plan.
Good.
You need more info.
So, Hans, you went to run under your covers.
Yeah.
Yosef, the last thing you saw was Hans running under the covers, right?
That panics me even more. And I know that he was doing the good signal chat.
He was at least receiving danger signals.
Yeah. Yes. Now mortally terrified.
Yeah.
Seeing his good buddy.
I mean, it's scary, but you're managing to retain this. That metal roll is keeping that. Yeah. You're on that weird line between sort of like, I know that this is fucked, but also at the same time, I'm a big brave boy.
Mm.
Mama told me I was. That sort of vibe. Like, you know, right?
Yeah. Can I hear or see? Like, I think.
And see.
Oh, yeah. Good.
No one's stopping.
And walk?
You got your five senses, man. Deal with them.
This is not. Right, this is cool. a real trying time to suddenly find out that you're also deaf.
But yeah. Sorry, I forgot to tell you, you're all deaf, dumb, and blind. You're going to have to sit here for the rest of the podcast being quiet while I unfold the story.
I'm trying to thumb your way through it.
No, you can... I think having a listen in your house, just listening out...
Well, I think I've seen Hans run away from the window, so I'm immediately going to go, oh, fuck, I need to get away from the window. So I think I'm going to like stand at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Can I hear anything like either way from my sister's room or from downstairs or?
Make me a reactions roll.
My reactions is 2 and I rolled a 3.
You are just cutting it.
Yeah, like literally, this kid is going to grow up to be bullseye. That's how it's rocking out.
One day he's going to roll that 81. You listen out. And you can't hear anything in your house.
Okay.
What you do hear is from outside, and I would like Dumash to roll me a d10, please.
Have fun, Dumash.
Well, it's a strong 9.
9, okay.
Or a week 9.
You hear outside a sound of feet running in snow that appear to be running behind the house.
Obviously little feet or obviously big feet?
Obviously feet.
Cool. It's definitely terrifying.
Do I think my sister is going to be as alarmed by the Krampus news as what I am? Or is she too cool for school?
I think that as a kid, you think everyone is as alarmed by the Krampus news as you are.
Cool.
That's how it works, right? Isn't it? Is it you go and you go, Mum, Dad, there's a monster under my bed. It's not like, Mum, Dad,
but they're
I'm sorry
to
bother
you,
because you're not alarmed by this, but I have news and it's alarmed me. It's generally a mum, dad,
cool
I brought
was
news.
Real.
Yeah.
Are you really aware monsters
busy.
Exist?
And
just
busy.
One of them yeah. under my bed.
Just to check in with you guys.
Yeah.
Monsters are a thing.
Yeah.
And
you're
they're all
this,
under my bed.
Yeah.
Can is this a situation yeah. you're aware of? If it is, it's weird that you chose to put my bed there.
For some reason, you don't seem to be bothered.
Yeah.
But
it's
I...
super chill.
I... wrought with danger, have struggled my way here to tell you.
But you have no idea how many ninja rolls I've done to get into this room.
Okay,
so yeah,
I think
you're
definitely gonna.
Yeah, as the kid you are, burst into the room. How old's your sister?
I reckon she's probably 11 or 12. I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, if she's going ice skating with her pals, I'd say. And she doesn't quite get older than me. Rock and solo. She's not the coolest kid because she's a proper cat.
No,
right.
No one's friend.
No.
You open it and she appears to be asleep.
Okay.
Well, that's menacing.
I'm gonna go and shake her.
Okay, you shake her.
She dies.
Appears.
You shake her to death. you shake her and she doesn't seem to respond.
Jody!
Yeah, you shake Jody and you scream. And her body just lolls towards you. And the arm just rolls off the bed.
Track mark.
And... this slow, inexorable drip.
Oh, yuck!
Dark fluid just flows down her arm and across the bed.
Oh, shit.
As her face just falls to stare at you, the eyes open wide and the mouth agape.
She's been so...
Make me a metal roll.
God, this...
Are you a tough young boy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Unfazed. This doesn't mean you're unfazed. This doesn't mean you're unfazed.
It just means I don't immediately lose control of my bodily
you
functions.
Can still run as like a
oh,
scared
yeah,
of
us. Fuck.
But this is like, it's the difference between you running crazed and running to do something.
Sure.
Right? That's that sort of vibe, right? So it's whether or not you have advantage or disadvantage in your next roll.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, or rather you sure. have whether or not you roll straight or have a disadvantage. So it's like, are you crazed by fear? Or are you still scared but you're fighting through it?
Big strong boy.
Big strong boy.
Yeah.
Screaming, running out the
yeah,
room.
Hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Arms flailing, full bender style.
yeah,
no bones. There's no bones in your arms. They're all danger noodles.
Just like to clarify, that's definitely a Futurama reference.
Yeah. The only people who are listening are definitely going to understand that Bender means Futurama.
Yeah.
And that's us.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
There's four people.
And if you aren't us,
stop
who
listening.
Are you? No, don't stop listening.
And do a rating on iTunes.
So
there's
you,
some good flailing.
Yeah, you're doing your flailing, you're running out, you're screaming.
And I think I'm just punching it down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in
you in an 80s dance video. Punching it down the stairs.
Some
let's
flashing.
Go!
Yeah, you spring
down
the stairs. You're just legging it. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's there.
I think immediately turn the light on.
Yeah, turns on.
Because... Not happy about being in the dark.
Yep, no worries. Yep.
Freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is... as far as my little brain can understand, not very healthy.
So melting.
She is overdosed on that Coca-Cola syrup.
That's...
like, pre-mixed with the carbonated water. Like, she's just sucked down that dark, dark liquid. Comatose.
She's been warned.
Cool. So you've run downstairs, turn the light on. Hans.
Yeah?
Hiding in your bed. You hear on the roof. And then a... as if something is being dragged across the roof. Then... the glass of your window breaks open.
Oh, fuck!
I... lift the cover.
Give it a wee peek.
Okay. You can see... standing in the smashed window is this enormous figure. It has a goat's legs and this peculiar, twisted, sort of hairy body, which is covered in this dark, coarse hair that is just curled. And its face is just completely ensconced in shadow, but these burning white eyes are just pointing at yours as you look out from underneath the duvet. And his horns are just spiraling upwards, and it stares at you. And it
into my eyes, or just where I'm sitting?
And you feel crouching. It just burn into your little soul. And it steps forward.
I'm ready to move for the door. I'm bolting, man.
Cool.
I'm fucking chucking leaves out of this fucking window. I'm gone.
You sprint and you run. And the beast, the Krampus...
I'm going for my stairs.
And you suddenly go... Krampus!
I'm fucking down the stairs before that even... vaguely flitters into my mind. I don't give two shits about what the fuck's going on there.
Your ass I am comes into his head.
I am out of here.
Costume.
Yeah.
I'm out the door.
Yeah. You're sprinting down the fucking. Are you at the front door?
I am getting the fuck out of Dodge. I am night terroring this shit.
Yeah. No worries.
I don't even know I'm awake before I'm out the door.
Yeah. Absolutely. Where are you running to first?
Outside.
Just outside. Can you run me a D10?
Yes. Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Could you then?
6.
I'm
good to know. Okay.
Average.
5.5.
Yeah. I am tucking out.
Cool. Yeah, you tuck out.
Of that house.
So I got me my milk.
Yeah, you got a nice glass of milk. It's UHT.
Sweet.
I reckon there probably was one poured for you.
Just in the fridge. This is my...
Yeah, I mean, it's your house. And I reckon they know you're a weird little kid who gets up and has some milk in the night. Of course, they love you. Of course, they love you.
Which is good.
But I'm describing you as a weird little kid who gets up and has milk in the night.
This is an accurate statement. So, have I milk? Have I heard any, like, did I hear breaking glass, or did I hear any of the activities that have been going on around?
Far enough away that I need you to roll a reactions roll for me if you want to have heard it.
Alright, I'm super reacty.
This is what you say before you
come. 90, no. Motherfucking 8.
98, fucking 8.
I've got 99, no.
I say it. Yeah, I think at this point you probably hear, simultaneously... a shattering of glass and two screams which work almost in perfect harmony but are slightly off to cause a gentle discord.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just a tonal enough for you to go, they're not practicing.
How much of my milk have I drunk?
Couple 2 inches.
I reckon
they've poured you a glut of milk. So however much you think of that.
But that's between.
Is it in your sippy cup?
I think it's 4 fingers of milk.
Nah. Is it in your sippy cup?
No, you haven't got an inch.
I'm out of sippy cup. It's in a plastic beaker. I've not had glasses yet.
Well, 2 inches would be half.
If we're in a beaker, because I reckon you're halfway down. Yeah. You're in a beaker, you're halfway down.
Alright. I'm going to...
Yeah?
I'm going to go into the living room.
Wait, Joel, Cal, don't talk across the microphone to compare each other's hands to work out which one's closer to 8 inches. Especially when I've got a little hand on my baby finger. Yeah.
Which hand are you talking about, that one?
So this anyway, one, your baby finger.
So Dimash.
So, accepting that there's knowing, I've seen the Krampus, I've heard a crash of glass.
Yeah. You're
slightly
aware of the situation.
Out of pitch with a discordant scream. I rush, with haste, into the lounge with my glass of milk and sit on my...
Connor has to.
Yeah. And sit on my milk drinking...
Yeah, you match now.
Small cushion table.
Yeah, you match poof. Now into the living room. Instead of poof.
And I sit on that.
Ultimate.
Yeah. And... Yeah. I, as I've always been taught to do, carefully drink my milk.
Okay. Cool. Take one Krampus point away.
Sweet.
Very nice. So, now we have all of you in different places. So, Dimash is sat in the ottoman drinking his milk. Poof is also an acceptable
spot. Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Hans has run out into the street. Yosef has sprinted downstairs.
Yeah, so I imagine it's a pretty open plan.
I think would you leave the house at this point? Because I think you may, because it's that sort of thing of like, do I want to get as far away from this as possible, or do I want to stay in the place which I think is safest? Right?
Yeah,
is that sort of vibe? Like, because obviously
it
mum and dad aren't
here. Much to push him out of the house, I don't think. But at the same time, I don't think. Like, I think he still thinks his parents are probably there.
Mm.
You know, where else are they going to be? It's the middle of the night. There's some good goat boy running around.
So I think at this point, you're probably going to check the rooms in the house, yeah, which aren't the cellar.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah?
It doesn't even enter his head. Yeah.
So you run to those rooms.
Yeah.
And there's no one there.
Okay.
And at that point when you maybe start to think about the cellar, you're in the kitchen. You fling open the pantry door and you see that the cellar door is still locked and bolted on the floor.
Definitely no parties at my house tonight.
No.
It's got all more sinister, which I cannot believe.
Yeah, when you ran into the living room, you saw the fir tree with the presents underneath it.
That was a distracting moment.
Yeah, it took a moment. You took a moment to have a little look and see if anything looked vaguely like a pedal car.
Yeah, I did.
There's something which looks pretty much like a pedal car. That pedal car, the yellow and red one? The one. Like, I had one when I was a kid and it was incredible. Did you guys have it? No, it was amazing. It had like a little door. You open it and you sit in it. Like, when you're small, it's amazing. When you're bigger, it's like, I can never fit in that again.
Yeah.
I have to buy a real car now. Never really expensive. And then, you know, suddenly, sure, and again, adulthood, crushing dreams from childhood.
Girls.
So you look at this thing and you're like, that's the size and shape of a pedal car.
I know. I see that pedal car as my highway to safety.
Or to hell.
I'm going to tear it open.
Okay. Take Krampus point. You tear it open. Inside is a beautifully crafted vase. No, pedal car.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, it's a pedal car. It's got this whole sort of like roll cage thing above it. Like, it's got, you know, the front just drops off. Aerodynamics is not a thing, but it's got this door that opens and you get in, and it's got some like painted stuck on like sticky dials.
Yeah, cool.
One of them has actually got a thing you can flick.
Oh.
And you flick the fuel to full and you sit down.
Can I do it in my head?
Yeah.
If I don't have Steppenwolf playing, I'm really pissed off.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you just
want to be wild. That's what I'm about. He's immediately forgotten the dead sister. He's fucking
out. Born
to be wild just kicks off.
Yeah.
And you're just there, running around the living room.
Yeah, boy!
Hans.
Yeah?
You run out into the street. At this point, you can... Because children are a little bit psychic.
Can I hear Born to be Wild?
You know there's some good shit going down.
What am I getting from Jumash's house? Is there any lights on?
Just the soft stuff.
Yeah, but there's no lights on. Jumash has turned no lights on. Jumash has gone downstairs.
But it's that
had himself
the fridge light.
Yeah, the fridge light is on. Yeah.
But it's the walk of the 6-year-old boy who knows where the fridge is in his own house because he does it every night. Yeah. He doesn't need fridge lights on.
Yeah. He knows the routine. He wakes up.
Jumash being my most solid-minded friend and the one who warned me about the Krampus, yeah. I'm going to Jumash's house.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm running across.
The faint strains of Born to be Wild grow fainter.
Like, with my puppy dog slippers on.
Yeah. One of them, the ear has turned, like, it's like flipped over on itself. Yeah. So you've got both ears on one side.
Yeah, so it looks ridiculous.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's cute.
And I go over and I'm giving the secret knock.
Yeah. It's not shaving a haircut, is it? Such a good podcast.
Parsnip.
Parsnip?
Which is the German code for word. Parsnip. In this version.
That's a secret
of German. Awesome. So, go to the door. I put my glass down on the table, get myself off the ottoman.
Have you finished the milk?
I've finished the milk.
Yeah, I think you're like, it's
not
like...
I'm not putting the glass down after in the secret
knock. Like, you hear the knock and just like, knock the milk back. You put it down.
Put it down.
Yeah.
Like some beast.
Full milk
and then shuffle my way over.
Yeah, you shuffle.
To the door. And answer with the appropriate answering knock.
Yeah.
To the secret knock, which is...
Just...
rubbing the back of the door.
In a sense,
whilst almost knocking over the glass of milk that you left on the table by the ottoman. Good catch, Joel. You did very
fucking
well.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it, Bob.
Joel, I'd like you to take away a Krampus point.
Just been nailing that like a motherfucker.
Because that was amazing. And if you used a luck point earlier, have one back. You ninja.
Shaboom.
I haven't used a luck yet.
Talk about it.
It wasn't in a Geordie accent. You can accept it.
That's my best Geordie accent.
No.
You're well aware that's his best Geordie accent.
Yeah, it was high pitched enough. It's fine.
Yeah. So, and what do you need to accept? I just need to open the fucking door.
Yeah. It's whether or not I'm there.
Okay. Oh yeah, you might bolt.
So maybe he says something after you say it.
Oh,
that's the real back and forth.
Yeah, you need to like throw your communication out there.
Yeah.
Get knowledge of its reception, and then.
Honey roasted.
And you unlock the door.
I unlock the door, holding a pot of honey and a parsnip.
Yeah. And
which I take out of my child's utility belt.
Yeah. I think we should take a very quick break.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining us. If you're enjoying the show so far and haven't heard season 1 or 2 yet, then check it out on iTunes, Spotify, or ursadice.com. We've also just started a weekly Dungeons & Dragons vodcast called Shard D&D, so look out for that on YouTube and ursadice.com. The music you heard in this episode was by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com.
I've just noticed something.
Go on then.
Is the mute button on?
No. I think it's been doing a
directional,
one-sided thing, but
are like we all loud enough to make it happen?
Yeah, we are. I've just changed it to everyone, and it'll make very little difference. I'll just bring it up later.
That's fine.
Well, I'm not gonna make us do the podcast again.
No. I'm just...
would be intense.
We're too drunk now.
I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm going to get up and work and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Me too.
Oh my god.
I'm getting closer to it.
Gesundheit.
I like you do it just directly into this good place.
He's trained. It's alright, we'll just cut it.
You just cut it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just scream cow really loudly. Yeah. Put that in place of when that happens and then that'll be fine. See, yes. Cal makes podcasts. He understands how it works. Soon Nathan will be begging you to listen to his podcast. I said license.
Yeah, I will be begging you to listen. I like the sound of it. It's a combination of lice and listen.
Yeah.
I beg you to get your lice to listen to my podcast.
Which will be part of The Deep.
The Deep.
Anywhere you consume podcasts. Anyway.
Oh my god, are we going to do a marine biology podcast?
That's the plan.
Fuck yeah. Tune in. All right, continue.
You guys don't promote my shit on your channels. Anyway.
I don't even have a channel yet.
This is good.
Joel's been podcasting on his own for years. To himself.
Mostly.
That's because
Joel leans out the window, screams at people. Listen, I've got an opinion.
Podcast!
I think that's just called casting at that point.
Catfishing casting.
Anyway. That's all right. So,
good solid way to get bigger listenership.